We are learning Masechet Ksuvos, Daf Samach Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Samach Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Meinika Shemeis Bailo Besuch Etzirim Va'arba Chodesh. A Meinika, she had a child, and her husband passed away, and she still has a child, she's nursing a child. Harezu Lo Se'ares, Lo Se'nase, she can't get engaged, which means get a Kedushin, or get an Esuin, Ad She'ad Etzirim Va'chodesh. Still 24 months, until the child is 24 months old. Why? Why is that? Why does a man stay up 24 months? Because a child has to nurse 24 months to be healthy. Now, if she gets married, she might become pregnant, and she might have to stop nursing. And like Rashi speaks out, it's like Gemara really in Yavamis and like that, that we'll worry the father won't buy the food for the baby. It's not his baby. He doesn't care. So like upon him, therefore, until 24 months, well,
it's the husband's
chiv. It's right. The husband's chiv is his own. No. It's her chiv to the husband. It's her
husband's not alive anymore.
Well, her husband's not alive anymore, exactly.
So sakana.
What is a sakana of the baby?
We didn't care before.
We did. We said, if it's only my kira, you have to pay. Yeah, we're a sakana baby. Don't let her get married because we're scared that she's going to be too mishuba to her new husband and she's going to get pregnant and she's not going to nurse her child. And the husband's not going to pay for it. The Rabbi Huda Mate Veshmoina Asachaydish. We don't hold that 18 months is enough. And just the chanaf, you know, like it says, how much does a child need to be healthy, they need 24 months or 18 months is enough. Rabbi Yehuda holds 18 months is sufficient. Omer Rav Nosson Rav Yosef, Heinei Divrei Beis Shammai, Heinei Divrei Silla. This machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Ramei is really machlokes Beis Shammai Silla. Beis Shammai Omerim Esav Arba Chodesh. Beis Shammai holds 24 months you need for the child to be healthy. Beis Silla Omerim Shmoneh Esav Chodesh, 18 months is enough. Omer Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, Ani Afarish, not Achrias, not Achra. Ani Afarish, I'll explain you something. Divrei Omerim Esav Arba Chodesh, Muteres Linosei Beesav Arba Chodesh. If you hold, you need 24 months, you're allowed to get married after 21 months already. Why? Because it takes 3 months until the milk, you stop nursing, you have to stop nursing. 3 months, after 3 months of pregnancy, you have to stop nursing, until then you still can nurse a child. You get married in 15 months, because 3 months it takes. If you chov nekar, the chov is not get darkened, el achas toys of only after 3 months of pregnancy, so therefore, no problem getting married at 15 months according to Rabbi Yehuda, and after 21 months according to Rabbi Meir. Omo ulo, halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Ulo says he passed like Rabbi Yehuda that 18 months is enough, which turns out that 15 months is enough. Omo, kvul, li hit the Rabbi Chanina, lost his lach, chavishos chayosh. Talk about a story like that, that Ma'okva said that Rabbi Chanina was mad there that he can marry a Isha after 15 months of the baby because up to 18 months, and that'll be enough. I re-say the Abaya. Abaya sharecropper. The Oslak of Abaya came to Abaya. Abaya's Rebbe lived in town. I think it was Rabbi Yosef. But he came to he was a sharecropper. Abaya, he saw asked Abaya the Shaila. And he asked Shaila, can I get married? Get a Kedushin in 15 months, after 15 months of the baby? Omalei, I'll give you four reasons why you're allowed to. Chada, the Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, Lach Rabbi Yehuda. Usually the klal is, where you have a chlekes Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, you pass the Rabbi Yehuda. V'oid, we said, the Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, chlekes B'sham V'sil. V'oid, B'sham V'sil, Lach Rabbi Yehuda, pass the Rabbi Yehuda. Number three, V'amu'ula, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Number three is the Ula Se Lach Yehuda. Number four, we have a Maisa, V'amar Ukva, Li Hit the Rechini, Lach Rabbi Yehuda, Lach Rabbi Yehuda. Koshkein Da'at, La'oris, all you ever want to do is do Erisin. That's what Abai wanted in Taina. Kiosla Kamei Rabbi Yosef, Abai came to Zrebi Rabbi Yosef that day to learn. So it says, that's the Paskin. Amalei Rava Shmuel Damer Tavayu, Tzrich Elahav Tanesim Rav HaChadosh. Rava Shmuel Paskin Halach Lamaisa, you have to wait 24 months, Chutz B'yem Shneil Boy, V'chutz B'yem Shnesaris Boy. It has to be a full 24 months. You don't even count the day it was born, or the count of Shnesaris Boy. That's the Paskin. So you made a mistake. That's not, you don't have the right Psak. The Psak really is, you have to wait 24 months. And even though he said all four reasons why he thought that was a Psak, but Lamaisa, he said, you forgot what I told you from Rava Shmuel, that you have to wait all that time. Now, what's Taka Pshat in the halacha that you have to wait so long? What's Taka Pshat? So, the Rashi in Madura Kama, he says Pshat is because that the we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. I'll show you what it says. Abaya, I'll read you what it says in Madura Kama, Rashi Madura Kama. Abaya Inchile L'Shmaitza. He forgot the Shmaitza. The Yu Amalael, B'Shvei Shmuel, Rav Yosef, he himself has said before that halach karameh b'gzeroysov, v'hodr ameh chumruhu, v'hayin doma abay lekamon, on ha'amimino, l'hodr Rav Shmuel, v'lev estayla imils l'meima. The Gemara says later on that he really never heard of Rav Shmuel, but he knew this klal already. We passed the karameh b'gzeroysov. We had it before in Nefren Zayin, We had it. We pass like Rav Meir when he makes a gzera. Here, Rav Meir, you're right. Usually, pass like Rav Yehuda. But when Rav Meir says a chumra, we go like Rav Meir. So here, he should have passed like Rav Meir. So that's what Rav Yehuda told him. Rav Shmuel said like that, and like we're saying from the Rav Nuru Kama, he should have known that because he passed like Rav Meir because there is some. So he didn't know what to do now. So Rav Basrei Tlosa Parsi. He ran after his shear crop of three parsi. Amla Parsa Bechala, or was one parsa in the sand. Loya Darke. He didn't reach him. But we see from here, he tried to go get him. Amabaya, Homos Dom Rabbanon. This memra that the Rabbanon said, I feel Bias of a Kutcha, Yishvin Shemelkam Rabbe, they shouldn't have been paskin a Bias of a Kutcha in front of your Rabbi. What does Bias of Kutcha mean? It's big Shaila. But Pashpashat means is that are you allowed to eat an egg with milk? Why not? It's Basav Chala. No, an egg comes from chicken and it's milk. But we know it's mutter. Even such a psak, someone comes to ask you, am I going to have scrambled eggs with cheese? In front of a Rebbe, you can't pass in that Shaila. So he says, I know that memra. You're not passing for a Rebbe. Loibish on the Mechzi of Kavusha. He says, not because it's a hafkeris. Like Tosfos speaks out, here he had permission to paskin. He just says it's possibly practically not a good idea. You won't say the right psak. You're not going to get siyat shmaya say the right psak if you pass for your rabbi. I knew this Rav Shmuel. I still did not have siyat shmaya and I did not say the right psak. Like we spoke of in Rav Shmuel Durakama, he didn't really know Rav Shmuel, but he knew they were passing for a mayor big zayroisa. Tanra Rabbanu. Nosna b'no l'minekes. Let's say she gives her child, this is the lady who's almana, and she wants to get remarried. She gave her child to minekes, to wet nurse. Or gemaltai, or the child already graduated nursing. Or yimeis, or the child died. Muteres l'nosna miyad. The Braisa says that it's mutter to marry or in those three cases. Why? Because it's not negay anymore, the gzera. Because here, the child has a different nurse. And it doesn't nurse anymore, or it's dead. That's the halacha. That's the Bryce says. A papa who Yeshua saw the lemeb over the guy Mesnita. A papa who thought this is halacha lemeis. This Bryce. He wanted to pass like that. Amr lu ha yisavta. But did he have an ovda? I want to have a smice like this. But also the Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "No, you're not allowed." Afraid to give Rav Nachman answer. Ain't he? But Rav Nachman shorly the Beirish Galusa. The story of Beirish Galusa where they had a wet nurse, and they allowed them to get remarried. Shani Beirish Galusa lo hadir b'hu. The nurse will never be chayzer. They're scared of the Reish Galusa. Reish Galusa hires a nurse to nurse a child. They are stuck. They're going to do it no matter what. And they won't come to Sakana. But a regular person, you never know what happened. You can't rely on such a thing. You can't rely on such a thing. Shani Beirish Galusa lo hadir b'hu. Oh, our papa. Va'atun lo itas b'ruah. And you really thought we passed like that b'raisa? And you didn't chaff on the following b'raisa. We don't paskin. Like, they thought, they wanted to paskin that if the child dies, for example, a child already graduated nursing, they get remarried. You thought that? You don't remember this b'raisa? I'm not telling you what b'raisa. This talk, my next b'raisa, we're going to avchana, the idea of avchana. They have to wait 3 months until you get remarried. There was a lady who was married, but she was always in her father's house. Or she didn't get along with her husband, or her husband was in jail, or the husband was on a business trip when he died, or her husband was old, or sick, or she was akara, or old, or islandess, or vektana, or she had a miscarriage after her husband died, she already had a miscarriage, or she is not ruya leleid, which means she doesn't have even a beis akara, she doesn't even have a uterus. All these cases, kulon, tshrichais, lahamtin, shloish chadash b'ramei. This is too bad. There is a din avchana. Why? Because a loy plug. You always have avchana. Rabbi Yosi mati laros v'nos v'yad. Rabbi Yosi says in these cases where it's not practically a shayla of avchana, so you let him mutal laros v'nos v'yad. Rav Nachman v'shmuel, halacha k'ramei v'gzeroisav. We pass the Gemara Bezeroysav. So here also, what was Yahavah mean to say that Menekes, Nosim Nolim Menekes, the Gemaltoi, that's Mutter. Maisa, once it's a Gzeroy, it's Aser. Finished. That's the end of the story. Omalei Lava Daitin. Yeah, Taka, I forgot. Vehilkos Osa Alacha. Meis Mutter, Gemaltoi Aser. Mer first one to tell you like this. Meis is Mutter, Gemaltoi is Aser. And what's the reason? Because Meis, the child's dead. There's no chash of anything. The kid is dead. But Gemaltoi were worried that you might like force graduate the child in order to get remarried. That's why it's awesome. My Rav Ashi. What? 24 months. When 24 months,
for sure 3 months.
Yeah, for sure you have to wait. Yeah. Gemalta is awesome. My Rav Ashi Omar. I feel Mace Nami awesome. Dilma Katalei. Even Mace awesome. Maybe you'll kill the child in order to get married. Also Mitzvah. Have a Uvdu, Taka story of a Chankatei, and Taka someone, a woman, she strangled a child in order to get married. And where's the Lohi? He's Shaita Hava, she was a Shaita. No person would ever strangle a child. No woman would ever strangle her own child, and therefore, besides, she's a Shaita, and therefore, by mace, with Taka, she could get remarried if she has no child now. Tana Rabbanan. And they speak out, the Mishnayim speak out, what's the chilek taka? The chilek is that certain things everyone realizes. So a child dies, everyone knows that. Therefore, you can make, even say Rameir will make over here. But in a case where it's like katata and all those things, it's not nikkur b'fnei atzmai, it's not something that's klar, it's nikkur b'fnei atzmai, there we have exera, and therefore there those cases are also to get married. Tana Rabbanan. Hareish and also ben lahanik. This is I'll give you a halachas of the wet nurse. What her jobs are, what her responsibilities are. Reish noslo ben lahanik. Aisha takes on to nurse a child. Harezu loy sonik imay loy bina loy ben chavrata. She should not nurse any other children together with this child because she has to give it all she got. Paska kima. Another halacha is paska kima. Aichelas harbe. Even though you only promised her a small amount of food, she has to eat a lot of food. And we'll see from whose money. Another halacha is loysichel ima idvar maram lechalav. She should not eat dvarim that are bad for milk. So Mar goes through all three halachas. First of all, first halacha: hashda bna amrit loy ben chavrata mebayi. She can't even nurse her own child ben chavrata mebayi. Of course, not a ben chavrata. This is her own child. Then we hear she'll probably be careful to have enough. A ben chavrata mebayi. Ma'u Tamar says benohu dechayse lo amam tzilei tvei. Maybe you think like this: that her own child, we are there. That maybe she cares so much of a child, she's going to give her child more of the milk and not leave anything for the one she has a job for. A ben chavrata, she doesn't really care about ben chavrata. Ilav the havale, not that she had extra milk. She would not even take on the job. Kamash alone, still she can't take on the job. The more the having the kasha was that your own child, of course you have to nurse. So if you're saying even then you can't nurse your own child, so no, your own child has a in a way it's worse because you'll give it all you got and you won't give the one you have a job for. But ben chavrata maybe yeah, kamash lo no, you should not take on two children at once. The next halacha was pasuk kima chelos harbe mehecha. Where does she get the extra food? She takes from her own money, and the rishonim speak out. The reason is because she's getting paid for the job, and she probably put into the cheshbon that money will cover the extra food as well, and therefore she's required to buy extra food. They're not eat food that no good for chalav. Mainin, who are they? Aram kanaka and kishois, which is haps, is stuff you make beer from. V'chazes, and chazes is a certain type of grass. V'dogim tarim, sardines. V'adama, and earth, certain type of earth people used to eat for refuah. It's not good for milk. A bayam afil kara, squash is no good for nursing mothers. Vechavusha, akusa I think means quince. Rapapa, by the way, anyone has English, correct me if I touch it wrong. Rapapa afil kaire vekufra. Kaire is something that they wrap around a palm tree, and kufra is small dates that also are no good for nursing. Vashyam afil kamcha vaharsana. Even kamcha, which is kutach, certain type of dip, vaharsana, small fish yolk, small, it's fish. That they fry in kemach and with fat, those are no good for her. Some of these foods make the milk stop completely, and some of them make it dark, make it no good. So either way, it's not good. Why don't you talk about different health things? We'll talk a little more health things. The meshamsha beirachaya, someone who is meshamish near a grinding mill. And they conceive, havalu b'nei nichvi. They will have children that are nichvi, which pashas means epilepsy. The misham shal ara, they'll have children that have epilepsy. Misham shal ara, that if someone's mishamish on the floor, havalu b'nei shemuti. They have these children a very long neck, which is a mum. The darcha al rama, the chamra, havalu b'nei girdani. That there they have. They'll have someone who's here falls out. What does the dark Rama Chamra mean? The dung of a donkey. In that case, yeah, if she steps on the dung of a donkey, then b'nei girdani, they'll have children that with the hair falls out. The achal chard love to eat mustard seeds. Have a luhu b'nei zolzani. They have children who are always starving. The achal tachli, if they eat cresses. Havaluhu.
Ever?
What? No, Shas when they conceive. Boom. So someone's good to, if they know, someone knows it, that at that time when they're ovulating, they should keep away from this stuff. Again, a lot of these things are not negated these days. The Achatachi, they eat cresses. Havaluhu, but they'll have these children who the eyes are dripping. The Achlamunini, they eat small fish. People, if somebody eats these small sardines, havlu b'nei mitzitzi, they'll have children who they blink a lot. Their eyes go blink, open and shut a lot of times. The achla gegrushti, they eat a certain type of mud, some type of earth. Havlu b'nei mechuri, they'll have children who don't look so good. The shas is shichruf, they drink beer. Havlu b'nei uchmi, that we do have these days. Ladies who drink a lot of alcohol can have a problem with pregnancy. Shas is shichruf, havluhu b'nei uchmi. I think it means black. The children will be black. Dark skin. The Bishra, if they eat meat and they drink shasya chamra and they drink wine, that's a good thing. Havlu b'nei bri, they have bri of the good children. The Ochla bay, they eat eggs. Havlu b'nei inyoni, they have nice big eyes. These are the good things. The Ochla kavri, if they eat fish, havlu b'nei chanini, they'll have children balas chayim. The Ochla Karpasa, if they eat Karpas, exactly what Karpas is, not chlor, celery, or maybe others, what is the Ochla Tarich for Karpas? Yeah, I think it says celery, yeah? Yeah, so it means celery. The Ochla Karpasa, Havlu, B'nei Zivisani, they'll have children who have beautiful countenance. They look very good. The Ochla Kuzberta, they eat a certain spice called coriander, I think it is. Havlu, B'nei Bisrani. They'll have children who will be Bali Basar. That's the means pastures. I mean, they'll be healthy children. They'll be like fat. They'll be healthy children. The achle pudgy, I guess the right word is. The achle esraiga. If they eat esraigim, havlu bnei rechani. They'll smell good. And I'm telling a story. Barat esramalka achle ba ima esraiga. The daughter of esramalka and mother, b'shach the pregnancy, when they, by Bissam, by Bissam, he used to bring the child for Bissam. In front of all of Bissam, they brought the child to smell because he smelled so good from the esraigim.